Roxy Soxy.
Good morning, Tam.
I have been sleeping in your guest room.
You have.
It's true. The news. And you know what was under my pillow this morning?
Tell me.
Your black ass G-string. Your black G-string was under my pillow. I have so many questions. And is it clean? Like, okay. Seriously. Is it?
Let me answer your questions. It's a nice thing that we do when people come and stay at our house. Right. I just slip a little G-string under the pillow.
It's so hospitable. I was just like, I feel right at home. Although I would never wear something riding on my butthole. Like, it's not comfortable.
That one is comfortable. Though,
it isn't.
It's like a light, netty fit. Like,
it's not. Material. I tried it on, and I thought, this is not my vibe.
Oh, remind me to wash it now. Okay.
So why was it there?
Well, I told you I wanted to give you a little treat, and you know.
Why was it there?
I actually don't fucking know. I have no fucking idea.
Okay. So yeah. So I'm gonna ask David if it's his.
Okay. It might be. You never know.
Anyway,
we get crazy at our
house.
But how has your stay been at Casa Manning?
It's actually been pretty amazing. Like, I did not bring you. There's no bed bugs.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Thank you.
There's a lot of bed bugs right now in Paris.
There sure are.
And we'll talk to our next guests about this because they just went, they probably bring bed bugs right here in the studio.
So we're going to
probably just like, bed bugs are crawling over their bodies.
We're going to need to
back up. We need to back up a little bit.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. Have you ever had a bed bug?
I have not. It's not something I aspire to either. So just hearing the stories is good enough for me.
I have.
You have.
I went to an Airbnb and I woke up with like bites all over my stomach.
Oh.
It was disgusting.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. And did you have to like sterilize all your clothes?
No, I just was like, fuck it.
I'm like,
at some point they'll die. Right?
I mean, they can only suck so much blood, right?
I know. It just is. But I want to talk to our next guest about traveling because I know that they just got back on a baby moon.
Oh, it's so good.
They're in this stage too where it's like, oh, it's just a beautiful stage.
Beautiful. They're holding hands. I mean, they fucking like each other.
They're like, let the baby kick.
Yeah, they're just like,
and they have the baby and they'll just be like, what the fuck do you want? No, it's never going to happen. You guys are going to love each other.
We're the exception.
Yes.
For some odd reason. Yes. It just won't happen to us.
It's true.
So Roxy Soxy, who do we have on today?
Well, we are so excited to welcome back our guest, Manon Matthews. And she has brought her baby daddy, Johnny Carlson, this time.
That's such a great name.
I know. We're so excited. Yeah.
They're comedians and content creators.
And podcasters and hilarious. And they've gotten like a bajillion followers on like every social media platform.
I think she's had like
platform.
A billion views or something.
Oh my God. She needs to give
she
us
doesn't
all
know
the
that
secrets.
Like we have two listeners.
You want to say hi to them? It's Jack and Jenny in Indiana.
Just say hi.
Jack and Jenny.
So without further ado, let's welcome Manon and Johnny. Hey guys,
how do you feel?
Yes, gorgeous. Yeah,
show that glow. Show
how
that
are you
glow.
Feeling?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You're the pregnant one.
How are you feeling with the pregnancy?
I'm just here, right? The guy that got her pregnant.
You
the loving...
the most important role to getting her pregnant.
You had those 10 minutes.
Ten. I was going to say, wow.
He has really long orgasms.
Just a 10-minute
orgasm. It just lasts for 10 minutes
it's
every
crazy.
Time.
I'm one of the only men to have 10-minute orgasms.
Yeah. Wow. That's actually too hot for me right now.
Yeah, that's a lot. Let's just relax.
Just moaning for 10 minutes. Like, aww.
Uncontrollably.
Well, you know, like when... Oh, my God. I'm not going to talk about this.
Yeah, you are.
This is the show.
Are we talking about the moment of conception?
Oh, we
Give
remember.
It to us.
The
we
moment
remember
of conception. Uh-huh. We'll just get straight into it. Okay. Johnny saw a blue lightning bolt.
I did.
Shoot through his vision.
He was having sex.
Right
as it was right at
with you.
Right as it was.
Was
I think it was with me.
It was with me.
You saw God.
I saw a blue lightning bolt and we had a beautiful experience.
Because it was our first time not avoiding it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The first
time.
We had just decided.
Like the goalie.
Yes.
To go swim.
So we weren't planning, like we were, yes.
We were planning.
We were planning on getting pregnant.
Okay.
But we also thought we had months because we were like, you know
or
what? Let's
sometimes.
Just have fun with it.
Yeah,
or right. years. Yeah, depending. We'll see.
Right.
But the first time we didn't avoid it, we had fun with it. And then, yeah, it was very emotional. It was very spiritual. I was like, oh my God, that felt like a baby. But also like, this was our first experience.
She looked at my eyes and she goes, I think, she looked at my eyes and said, I think we just made a baby. Oh, and then God. I was rolled over and I was like, I did see a blue lightning bolt. Yeah. I was like, if we made a child, it's a boy.
Is all the boy called, is there. The boy called Bolt?
Oh, I was trying to find a Turkish name for Bolt.
He was trying to think of it because he's half Turkish.
Oh, there you go. So where were we when this all happened? Are we like in a bedroom or are we like somewhere
exotic? We were in the closet.
Of my grandma's house.
This is the first time we're going to try.
There it is.
Here now. No, we were just in our bedroom.
Yeah.
Romance.
Just the old a regular night. Way. Just
do people ask you these questions?
No, no one's ever really.
Not a single
not
time.
Yet and not live.
I remember, so I wanted to have a baby so bad, my first one, and my husband was in a meeting, and I called him incessantly because I peed on one of those ovulation sticks. It was the first time I ever said I was like ovulating, so I knew like I dropped an egg. And I called him over and over again. It's like he's used to it, so he knew that he had to pick up after like the 17th try. And he's like, what do you want? And I was like, you have to come home right now. I dropped an egg. And he was like, no, I have a meeting. I'm like, you fucking get home right now. I was so horrible and militant about it that he actually left 10 minutes later. I remember we had sex, like, I put my legs up the wall for 10 minutes and Phoenix is here. Yeah.
Phoenix.
Yeah, like the Phoenix rising.
Dang.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's a good one. They're putting it in the bank. They're going to put it in the bank.
Names? I don't know. Her name's Phoenix Emmanuel.
Her name is Phoenix?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
She was 10.2 pounds. That won't happen to you.
No, that's way too much.
What?
That won't
that's
happen
way
to you.
Too
It'll
much
be like a beautiful
for, you're so
six
small.
Point. They cut her out.
Oh,
thank
cut
God.
Her out. Yeah,
God,
I don't
that's
know
a good
if
Thanksgiving
that would
turkey.
Fit.
And my
huge.
Second Lennon is a girl,
these
too.
These are such good names.
Yeah, you did good.
I just
well.
Love it all so much.
Do you want my yang list? I've got a really good yang list.
Those are both perfect.
Well, we'll give you ours.
Okay, what are you guys thinking?
Oh, we have a name. Just don't put it in. So
you're
going to bleep it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're going to bleep this mic.
But yeah, we've been calling him and we will name him.
That was our
which
second name.
Which is hilarious.
That was our second name. We're going to call the second one, but I was like, it's a little weird.
Okay, but don't but say that. You
know, that was our name for a boy.
It's a good
it's a hilarious. Good yeah, we're having a boy and yeah, we're the same.
Strong. That's a hilarious. Strong name.
Feels good.
It does.
You'll find out soon what the name is. All right.
All of those out there.
But that's what we've been calling him. He's kicking away like.
Do you remember when you felt the first kick?
Yes.
What month?
I think it was the fourth month for me.
Well, you got an early kicker.
I was like hitting like that 20 week mark. And I think
it was
that
like
was
a
the
hiccup.
First. Yeah. It was like a flutter. It was like a little flutter.
Yeah.
Now, towards the end,
kick
she was
the
like.
Shit out of here.
Yeah.
I remember the
lungs,
foot coming out.
Right.
Yeah.
Mine was breached. So her head was like here the whole time. Oh, and so I never needed to pee because she'd like tickle my bladder and I'd go like tickle, like do a little. Tickle pee. But it was never like I needed to like pee my pants or anything.
Oh my God, I'm the opposite.
Her head was like fully here. I gained like 40 pounds.
40, yeah. I'm wondering how much more do you think I'll gain? If I've gained like 18 so far and I'm at 26 weeks.
16
more?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Yes. It's a pound a week after a certain time.
Yeah. Oh,
second trimester has been slower for weight gain, right?
Yeah, I feel like that slows down in the second trimester.
Right.
Yeah. I gained a lot in the first.
First,
yeah.
Good.
Like, yeah, but so easy then time. After 2 days after the lightning bolt struck through Johnny, I bled for a couple days and I was like, okay. Like I wasn't ovulating at that time. Right. This was just like funsies.
Yeah.
Funsies. Sorry about that, son.
Good times.
Funsies.
Yeah. Me and Daddy were having funsies. And that is how you will conceive.
That's your code word when the
funsies?
Baby's born, you know, when they're little.
That's perfect. I've never even called it that.
You just
have I ever said that in my life?
You've never said funsies.
It's not that sexy to say like, hey, honey, you want to have funsies? Although, it could be.
But it's
it
a good be. Code
throw
word.
Throw a twang in there, right?
For the kid. Uh-huh. If you're in front of the kid, it's a good
my word. Mommy funsies. And daddy keep having funsies every week.
And they lock me out of the room and they put the door there.
I hear mommy screaming. I'm not sure. Does she need help? And
then my she daddy. Screams again and then she screams again. And then she keeps screaming and he's silent. I don't know. Do you scream that much?
Yeah, the craziest thing is it's all done in 3 minutes.
Like, I could. Like, I get like really. Witty. I get pretty primal because I feel like I have a lot of energy. Yes. Oh my God.
Like, yes. I would get pregnant just to have sex.
Again.
Being in pregnancy sex.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, who cares about the baby part?
Yeah.
But I'd be like,
but
just
why is it
sex?
So intense?
Because everything is so sensitive.
Oh, it's my like God. Everything. I feel like the orgasms are longer, too.
They're the best.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to go away it. Then? Damn it.
So disappointed?
No, it just deadens a bit for a little.
Deadens. Oh, what
How
a word.
How happy are you to be here, Johnny?
I know. I just feel Learning. Like I never want to tell a newly pregnant people a person anything bad.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to know. Do right. you want to know? You don't want to
no,
know.
No, I don't want to know. And I also, like, I'm really big on neuro-linguistic programming and programming mm-hmm. our unconscious mind and the way that we talk mm-hmm. to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And everybody's programming each other by saying, this is going to be your experience. Right. It's really hard. And mm-hmm. it's like, I remember doing ayahuasca, which I never thought I would do.
Oh, how was that, by the way?
I mean, it was a few years ago. Okay. It was beautiful.
Okay.
But I remember sitting there and I remember hearing everybody's voice mm. from the past being like, and it was kind of on a whim. Mm. I was mm. just in a place where I was like, you know what? I think I'm feeling prepared to try this. Mm. And I remember hearing everybody's voice being like, it's ego death. It's the hardest thing of your life. It's really mm. hard. You just puke and all this. Like, I remember hearing everything. Mm. And then right before I took the medicine or whatever you call it, I had a thought, oh wait, I'm gonna create what's gonna happen.
Exactly.
I get to create exactly mm-hmm. what's gonna mm-hmm. go down. And it ended up being a really beautiful experience. I had to, you know, kind of monitor it mm-hmm. and like get myself out of it. But I've been like for the last 10 few years, like just constantly trying to reprogram my brain so right. that it's like a really nice neighborhood in there.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna do my best yeah. to kind of keep going with it. I'm not saying it's gonna be perfect.
Our neighborhood has like kind police policing
oh,
them.
Nice.
Low crime like, rate.
Yeah, what is a
no,
fight
he's
look
so
like
soft.
Between you guys?
Like, I don't, what is it? You don't even
like?
Want to know.
It's not, it's like good. We're, it sounds
goes
like a
nowhere.
Joke.
It's like a sweet little,
it's like, hey, I'm upset about that. And then we sit and talk
like,
about
I
it.
I hear that.
I feel like that's my husband saying, do you want to have sex right now? It's like, that's your fight is my like sex. Nicest thing he's ever said.
I get really, I had a very temperamental father who raised his voice a lot.
Mm.
So I can actually sense how much I've healed because I've called in someone who's the complete opposite.
Right.
And you just don't really seem that angry. Like, your most angry is pretty calming to my nervous system.
Mm.
And he has a really good ability. I don't have this, but I'm learning how to do it, to just zoom out in the situations mm-hmm. where I feel really close to and I need an immediate answer and I'm in my feelings.
Right.
And he zooms out and is able to just really disarm a lot of
That's
the issues.
Amazing.
That is amazing.
Do you have that, Roxy?
I wish I had that ability. I'm
no,
more...
is that you have that relationship?
That would be extra in my relationship.
Yeah.
I would love to have that, to be able to kind of like separate myself out and like step out of that mm. moment of like high intensity feeling, you know, mm-hmm. and put on my, you know, analytical mind
right.
instead of just mm-hmm. always leading with the feeling. It's hard yeah. though.
But I think it's also yeah. because we've been with our partners like 16 years. And I think when you're with someone,
right.
I met my husband so young. I was like 21 years yeah. old. And like,
you're still a baby.
You're still mm-hmm. a baby. My frontal lobe hadn't fully developed. And I was talking, you know, we had to go to therapy because we don't want it to be broken.
Yeah, that's good.
And
that's
it's great. Really wonderful, and we've lasted for so long. But I said to the therapist, I was like, the things that I needed at 21 are very different to the things mm. that I need in my like late 30s. Like, that's, you know, it's and he's 12 years older than me, so he's in a totally different area of his life. And we've also got children, and that does, and I won't say anything negative about
Don't
that experience
them.
No
Don't
but it does
them.
What happens is you have other people to focus on, so the mm. focus goes less on your relationship because mm. you just don't have the bandwidth. You don't
yeah.
have the bandwidth of time, energy, you're exhausted.
Mm.
And so you gotta really, my husband and I always have a date night. We always have a date night on Fridays, and we have sex normally on Fridays, even if it's just we lay on top of each other.
Yeah.
We know.
Do not call me from 7 to 7:03.
Oh, attaboy.
I'm lying. 7:01.5. I wanna watch something on Netflix on Fridays. But it's consistency. Like, we really try after 16 years to have that consistency of a day night. And sometimes like we just go and sit in the trunk of our car, we open the trunk. It sounded really
it's
strange.
Weird.
He puts me in a cage in the car.
Uh-huh.
No, that's strange. My sexual fantasy. No, he opens up the trunk and we eat tacos.
Aww.
And sometimes you don't even have anything to say to each other because we're fucking exhausted.
Mm.
But we've made an effort.
That's really
and it's
I
like
can't
trying
even
to make
imagine
an effort with
like
kids.
That long. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's great.
And almost 4 years.
Okay.
It's still a baby.
Okay.
But
still a baby.
We've had so much time together. Like
pandemic.
So much time.
Every day.
Our first year was the pandemic every single day.
Wow.
Like within months, he was moved in, but, you know, had his own room because we didn't want to make it a step. We wanted to just be convenient for the pandemic, and we'll reroute in a few months and see if this is working. And we just lived really well together. It's been pretty I always thought, I'm an only child, I always need my space. Even with the guy that I'm married, which you guys know that story, I told it last time, like within a week of meeting that guy, I was like, okay, I need to go to yoga, I need to go to my space. And I've yet to feel like I need my space.
Because he's so, your space.
Yeah, it's very. I had no idea that that could be possible.
I'm gonna vomit. Just kidding. maybe I'm pregnant.
Maybe you are.
I just want an orgasm.
Were you okay? So when you guys met, were you afraid of, you know, opening yourself back up again? Like, how did that work? Why was he the one that, like, was the magic?
Well, there's. I can say, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Of course. I was terrified. I was like, "There, marriage is a sham. What's the point? It guarantees nothing." I definitely need some time away from men. I know I'll heal this and it's fine and I'll open my heart back up, right? Like, that's the lesson. It's like, I'm not going to close my heart because some man's in pain and betray me or whatever. But maybe you can tell your perspective of it, of your experience, of what it was like being with someone who is just so blindsided. That was just
what's like being with me. It's a blue lightning bolt. Yes, I mean, imagine someone said that to me. It was like, when I have sex with you, I see a lightning bolt. I'd be like, that's hot.
Yeah. Like, you really like me.
Yeah.
Well, it's Manon has done, like, it was obvious from the get-go how mature and how much work she's done on herself, because we met in a very unique manner. We met because she popped up on Facebook. You might know Manon Matthews. Oh, I remember her. Me and my buddies had written a script, and I was trying to find a comedian to fill the role. And so it was just, and I was like such a younger version of myself. It's wild to see how much we've like grown and how much she's made me grow. But she was so like, she just was like present. She's so present. And so we met at M Street Cafe, and I saw that she was married on social media, so I came with zero, like, there was not a single thought of like,
yeah, like the first five times we met it wasn't under the guise of we're dating or we're gonna, you know how when you go on a date there's this intention of, okay, I'm gonna interview you kind of and just see if like there's a vibe. All that was gone.
My impossibility was gone for me. I wasn't even thinking like, let's see. It was like, oh no, she's in a happy
so
thing.
So we got to like know each other without that. Which was simply about like the script and like other things, and you had such a lightness about you, which was, I was, the guy I married was very dense, heavy energy trauma just like so dense. And like he was just came in, it was like a breath of fresh air. But I guess in the terms of like, once we started that romantic relationship,
then you became dense.
Then he became so fucking heavy.
I was like, oh so my heavy. God, you're so
lots
heavy.
Of trauma.
No,
I mean, like what was your experience of knowing what I had just gone through? Because I wasn't over, like, I'm cleared and now we can date. I was still like going through a divorce.
Right.
While trying to be like, I think I like spending time with you. Like, was I like jealous or was I?
You're a weird human being. I don't know how she pulls it off. She's like, she's like a powerhouse within her, because for someone, she was just, what's even the words? You were so like present with yourself, and she gave herself the space to like explore with me, but then also had like the wounds, but she like never lashed out really. You're so sweet. You were even so sweet to him at the end after you knew everything.
Oh yeah. That
was it was just so interesting. Like,
no, I would put glitter everywhere. Down. Pissed.
Glitter. I'd put every glitter.
Oh, glitter. That's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, yes. You can never get glitter out. You'll know this when you have children.
Wow. So glitter his stuff? Glitter.
Literally, you never will get it out of anything.
Just for extra.
I would like to think I was evolved. I hope to be. I hope to be. I think I'm more evolved, but.
Evolved.
I'd like to be more evolved. Okay.
You like me more.
I like to be more evolved.
Oh, I love it so much. I mean, that's not it.
I'd like to be more evolved, but I sometimes struggle. I think I struggle because I feel when someone hurts me, it goes back to my childhood of being super bullied as an overweight kid and like rocks were thrown at my head and like all this. I was severely bullied and I was like 210 pounds. And then I think I told you this, and then lost the weight and got on a TV show. And then that's such a mind fuck. And then you're on covers of magazines and people saying, oh my God, you look pretty. And you're like, wait a second. Someone was throwing a rock at my head like 6 weeks, you know, 8 weeks ago, whatever, like, what's going on? Yeah. But I think when people leave me, I feel like I'm not good enough.
Yeah,
and then
course.
My ego goes back to that, and my id is like, how dare you treat me like that? I think.
Okay, so that's like
where the vengeance comes from.
Let's chalk it up to that.
Maybe it's fear.
Okay.
Maybe it's control.
I was bullied too. I had lollipops thrown in my hair, and I was called ugly plenty. Yeah. And
why do people do that? It's just their own hate of themselves, maybe. I don't
know.
Yeah,
I think so. I think they're hurt people.
I know.
I think so, yeah.
I know it's true. But
it's true, but I'm now at this point. When I first heard it, I was like, that's so brilliant. It's so true. Yeah. And now I'm like, shut up.
Unhappiness. I used to say unhappiness is the fastest pipeline to hate. I used to say that all the time. And now with my kids, says like someone bullied me, I say hurt people, but I'm pissed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm pissed.
I think when we first met and first started dating, I would hear a song and then I'd start sobbing. And he would just be like, I think he would know what was going on, which was like this, or I would tell him like, oh, this was my wedding song. Right. And he would literally go, let it out. I got you. And he would just wait there until I start. He didn't try to fix it. He didn't try to like stop it. He didn't make it personal. He wasn't like, why aren't you over this?
What am I going to do? Explain
like,
the reasons why.
I should have had sex with you an hour ago.
I saw a lightning bolt. You're pregnant with my child and you're still crying to that song.
And then there was times where like he'd be on, like, you know, the guy that I married was like sexting people. So like there was times where you were on Instagram and I was still a little bit like wounded there.
Mm.
And you just, he was like, hey, Manon, anytime you want to check my phone, it's all yours. Yeah. I have nothing to hide. I'm not a cheater. Mm. I've never cheated. It's not in my DNA. You never have to worry. And I'll tell you this as many times as you need. Like, he was just so solid. And my body was like, oh, I trust this person.
Yeah. Mm.
And honestly, he helped me heal that wound of the guy that I, like, pretty within months to where, like, my jealousy of that wound kind of dissolved pretty quickly. Mm. I'd say that could have lasted a really long time.
I just think you have such a good foundation of like self-work and understanding yourself and your forgiveness, and you're so kind. Like,
no, but I think it's a testament to the way that you held space for me too. You didn't make it personally. You don't take things personally.
Zoom out.
It's a technique.
There must be something.
It's
like, this is going to pay off. What's your angle? Like, people aren't born like this.
I know. His parents are like married for 42 years.
Yeah, my parents.
That helps.
His parents love the shit. Like, he doesn't, I don't.
Single child?
Yeah. Like, he just does it.
Only child. Okay.
Interesting.
We both really hold our own space pretty well, too. So I never feel like.
So then will you have more than, would you like to have more than one?
I would like to.
I would like to.
That's the plan.
Are we talking like soccer team?
No.
You went straight to soccer. Like, I just went to kids.
We could go max. We could go minimum. We could go in between.
She's like, do you want 12 children? You're like, I think I would just like two.
You want second string? Third string? We're thinking two?
Yeah.
Two, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see. I just want
to. I thought three.
Yeah, maybe. Definitely two. We would like two. Because we were lonely.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. 5 days ago, it was, let's get through one. But
I need to be in the day and just focus on one. But like, you know, my whole life, I was like, I want more than
two. Two's nice. I thought I was going to have three, but then I really thought about it and it's really expensive.
Oh,
it's and they lick the ice cream. The ice cream falls in the car. They're screaming. They want new ice cream. I'm very steadfast. I'm like, I'm really sorry you lost your ice cream. Now you're going to have to clean it up. And that's it.
That's great.
That is the discipline.
That's beautiful.
That is, and it's, you gave them, I'm super chill about it and they've learned the lesson.
Yeah.
It's not about go to your room. Mm-hmm. Like, I told you so. Like, you're like an idiot. Like, it's just being like, well, the consequence is no more ice cream.
Yeah.
It's like putting the bumpers
up. I let you know
up.
And you decided to do different, and moving forward, maybe you'll pick the cup next time.
Yeah.
And you'll make a difference.
And
decision.
I love that. I hope I can be like that. I hope I can be calm. I'm scared. I don't know what to expect. I'm afraid I'm going to be my parents and just...
just beat the whack. Shit about. I mean, all our parents kind of. I mean,
like,
I didn't get beat, but
energetically, I just feel like, you know, and obviously I don't want to shit on my parents, but like, we always want to do better than our parents did.
Always.
And I think we do. I think they did better than their parents.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think you'll be a very calm, if you are the disciplinarian, it'll be calm. I don't see you being like projecting temper onto the, you know, like getting angry and like directing it at the kid. I felt that, and I felt that on my nervous system. I'm like, oh man, I really wish my dad would have just, if he was frustrated in his own life, would have yelled away from me.
Right.
So that I didn't go, oh my God, I must not be enough because or whatever. Or at least come to me and say, hey, I yelled.
Right.
I just want you to know it has nothing to do.
So the
like
repair.
Any sort of, yeah, the repair would have been. The repair. Oh, there was no repair.
No repair, mate.
No repair,
say
mate.
There's no repair. Get it.
No repair. There's no repair.
Wait, what's do your Aussie accent?
My Aussie accent? Who's Aussie accent? Mine?
Yeah.
I've got one.
Okay.
We can play.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. You're going to have to answer. What's a bungee smuggler?
Bungee smuggler? That's someone that's, you know, like a bungee cord? They took a couple of those.
And smuggled themselves.
And smuggled them somewhere. It might be underwear or something. I'm not sure.
It is underwear.
Is it?
No, it's like when you go to the beach and your budgies are smuggled.
Oh,
which are your balls?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
and good. How about bags not?
Bags not. Do you know what that is?
Bags not.
Bags not.
Go in the front seat. Go in the back seat. Bags not.
Not me. Like, not it.
Like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We've got a lot of them. It's very confusing our talk because like yes is no yeah and no is yeah no.
So you guys are indecisive,
that's
huh?
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
This is very confusing. Have you been to Australia?
I have.
That's where I got engaged.
Here we go.
Here we go. Look what you did.
We're crying.
Way to bring that up, Tammin.
Huxley on the he was Australian.
No, he was Scottish, but then lived in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay, he was Scottish, grew up in New Zealand, moved to Australia to work in the mines, and then lived there for like 8 years. So he had like a New Zealand Aussie accent.
Yeah. So you hate Australia?
No, I don't. I really don't.
She's obsessed with you and
this wasn't my problem. I don't care. He has to live with him. I don't. I'm free.
Back.
What?
Come back to Australia.
Yeah, I'll go back.
Well, speaking of travel, wait, you guys were just traveling and you lost all of your luggage?
We didn't lose
it. We didn't lose a thing.
We did everything right.
Did
you get it back?
Did you get it back?
We did.
On the trip or after?
No, after. The other morning I got a knock on the door. You were working and I was like, that's weird. And I opened the door and no one's there, but the baggage is just.
They left it?
Yeah. Oh, they just left it. Thank God they left it and didn't try to. It was horrible.
I remember I messaged you and I said, it will come. Mm. It just takes. Because I travel so much to Europe and it always happens. You get
what
it.
What is that?
You just don't get it for a while.
Your favorite airline and least favorite airline. What are they?
Qantas is probably the best and safest all round. I liked Emirates. Qatar is supposed to be
incredible. Those sound great.
I've heard Qatar.
Emirates. Qantas is incredible.
Yeah.
Have you been Qantas?
No.
No.
I'm going to.
When you go an American airline after you've been an international airline, you realize like how it's like you're in a zoo. It's just horrible.
Least favorite?
United.
Oh.
United's not my favorite.
I mean, went Air Cambodia and it was amazing.
Wow.
The people were all put together. The food was great. There was TV screens. You know, I mean, I was hoping we'd make it to our destination. It was great. It was a little bumpy. It was great. I was once on Air Jordan, and that's probably my least
favorite.
There's
a airline called Air Jordan.
Yeah. And we
just
were
like the sneaker.
We were about to leave, and they said, I'm sorry, we can't leave. There's a problem with the engine. Three seconds later, they said, get ready for takeoff.
Oh, no.
And we took off.
And you made it. And you're here.
It was only a 20-minute flight, so it was up and down. But, I mean...
That's really weird.
They could glide back down. You're good.
Yeah, I was like, we're not really up that high.
We're just going to drive there.
What was the airline that lost your guys back?
British Airways.
Oh, British Airways. Ooh, British Airways shit the bed so many times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they canceled our flight
and then
booked it for the next day.
Then that one got canceled. Because they couldn't get the engine to work.
There was a layover, even though it was just to Scotland, which was like an hour-long flight. I'm like, what are you doing with a layover? Then that's how – it's the layovers that lose your luggage.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not the direct.
Yeah.
It's like,
so what did you do? Because you're pregnant, like with no clothes.
I had to wear the same thing.
Every day.
And then eventually we were like, oh, we're not getting it back. So then I had to like buy a few things. I had to pay extra for hotel nights because like when they canceled our flight, I had to rebook in Tuscany and then still pay for the Scotland. And so I hope they give us money.
I submitted the forms. There's no customer service number. You can only do emails.
Of course not.
I hate that. Mm-hmm.
Listen, so. I was on an American flight. I'm not going to tell the whole story because I've told it along. But we were going over the ocean from New York to Turkey, 2 hours over the ocean. We lost all electrical power. Landed in Nova Scotia. They didn't tell us. They said we're landing. We thought we were landing in the ocean. This was just before Phoenix was born, before I was pregnant. And we landed in an aborted military strip / turned into a football field because it wasn't really running. There was no airport. We had no instruments. When we were landing, it was pitch dark in the airplane. It was 767. And we had to wait on the plane for 8 hours for another plane to land next to us. And they gave us when we got to Turkey, we got this email from the airline and they said, "I'm really sorry about everything that's happened. I've saved the email. We're going to give you a $167 voucher." I was like, I mean, and they kept it out of the press too. It was an American airline. It was like one of the American airlines. And there was a little bit in the press in Canada, but that was about it.
I hate it.
Yeah, did you ever use that voucher?
I didn't.
Do you want to give it to us?
I was like, it's so stupid. Here's a $150 voucher, right. But it expires in a year.
And you have to call to 2 hours to actually
who's ever
put
gonna
it
use
towards
it?
Your ticket.
Yeah.
Oh, it's angry. Too soon to hear that story. It hurts. I'm still hurting.
So safe to say no more British Airways flights?
Yo, no.
I liked the one from LA to Heathrow.
Okay.
It was the business.
I got a really good price on business class, which was my dream. I had never flown international business.
How was it?
It was heaven. It was more fun than the whole trip.
There was a point where we're like, I'm excited to get back in that plane, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't it so great? Once you've gone there, it's hard to go back.
Oh, I never want to not.
Yeah, no.
I know.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah, I'm going to feel like a peasant.
All the people, and you're just like, fuck.
Yeah, waiting in line to get on. Mm. Oh, no, no. It's a business class is where it's at.
But we had fun. We went to Paris. No bed bugs. No, I don't think.
We missed them. I didn't get any.
I didn't get them either.
I checked our holes.
I'm sure.
We had a lot of croissants.
There you go.
That's how I met my husband. He was checking for ticks.
Wow. That's so cute.
Let's check for ticks. And since we're here.
Might as well put it in.
That's sweet.
He didn't say it like that. He said, "You have no ticks on your butt."
Oh, okay. I'm so glad he was down there to check.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Really sweet.
Are we tiring?
That story sucked.
I'm praying.
That really upset her.
Yeah. That was tiring.
Okay. So Paris, Tuscany, where did we go?
Paris, Rome.
Oh, Rome. Okay.
Paris to Rome.
Roma.
Roma to Florence.
Romans are great. Can we say though, the Italians?
They're great, aren't they?
My favorite.
Did.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Smart. It was so delicious.
20 people, 3 days, best.
Let's
time.
Do that. Yeah.
Okay, tell us about Rome. Rome was the best or Rome was the most favorite?
Rome was the best.
That's hard.
Fabio, my waiter, Fabio.
Oh, yeah.
I had my first pizza, the pinza pizza. Oh. Fabio is so fun.
He kept punching him.
He goes, "He's a big guy, huh? You don't feel it." And he just kept beating the shit out of me. I love him. I miss him.
Yeah.
So we love Rome. It was quick. It was 3 nights. Walked around a lot. Ate food.
Pizza
I forgot
pasta.
I was pregnant, so
pizza
I just kept pasta. Walking. And he's like, "Are you okay?"
And she killed it. At one point, I was like, "Yo, you have a belly. Like you're pregnant. You're just walking like a champion all day."
I think because my unconscious just remembers walking from living in New York and you gotta go. I wasn't like, "Oh wait, no."
It's also a good time. The second trimester is great.
Yes.
You're fucked for the third. Just kidding.
You're full of
I'm
good news.
I'm a little worried.
Hopefully, it's not as bad as the first. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of people are getting pregnant right now. Have you felt that
There's
way?
A baby boom. Baby boom.
No one that you know.
All mine are.
All of them are.
All of them.
What just happened? Was there a time when everybody was having sex? Did something just happen where
maybe pandemic ended and people's like, "Let's get this in.
Let's get it on. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I could see that maybe. Yeah.
That's. I mean, I didn't
good
really want to.
Oh,
wasn't
it's a sack strike.
Oh. There it is.
It's good timing for me to be pregnant.
Yeah. How do you guys
feel
about it all? I mean, obviously it's horrible that you're off, but I kind of felt like COVID was horrible because my husband got really sick. Mm. But the time together, my daughter was one of them was six. I was really so connecting.
Yeah.
So do you feel like because you now don't have to stress so much about getting work, or is it more stressful because you don't have work?
Okay.
Or a bit of both.
It's
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
So obviously I don't love what's going on, but like it is perfect timing for me to like have an excuse that I'm like not, I'm also don't feel like I'm missing out because that can happen in pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Although I do feel like I am missing out. Like I mentioned to you online about brand deals for some reason.
No one's getting brand deals.
What the hell?
It's so crazy. I message all my brand deal friends.
That's a group message.
I have just a section of people brand deal friends, and I cut and paste the same thing going, are you getting brand deals? No, I don't, but sort of I do. And they're all saying no.
That made me feel so good because I was like, oh, is it just because I'm pregnant? And it might be. I mean, maybe the brand deals I would have done, it's like less relatable because it's like, no, once you're pregnant, that's just like such a streamlined audience. I'm trusting that when the baby comes that there'll be a whole influx of brands that do want to work with me as a mom. So that's been a little it's just like, ooh,
it's hard to not have incoming
It is, especially since we just spent quite a bit on that baby moon, a lot more than we thought we would spend.
Right? It happens.
Like so much money.
Wait, so when the baby comes, are you going to be documenting this on social? Like, are you going to post pictures?
Great question. I was just going to ask you what I should do.
What do you think?
I don't think we'll post the birth.
Will you post the baby's face?
I haven't even posted the reveal of us finding out.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you didn't.
Like, I haven't posted that.
But that moment's kind of like ours
me. I have a lot of moments that I've kept private.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would do now what I did 10 years ago.
Mm-mm. What did you do 10 years
ago? Posted my baby all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do that now.
I don't know if I want to post the baby.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I
definitely will take pictures of the baby.
Yeah. It's hard.
I can't imagine with what I do. I'm so open online. I can't imagine not posting the baby.
Yeah.
But I'm torn.
Yeah.
I just saw a video of a guy talking about child, like kind of child protective services over influencers using their kids. Because it was a video where a guy holds up an infant in a way that didn't seem very safe. And he's like, that's my little baby. And then he was saying there should be oversight and you should have like labor laws to the kid being on camera and all these rules. And part of me was like, that's smart for those that are irresponsible with their child. But then I don't want someone encroaching, telling me what I can't like record of my kid and post on my page. It's
such a fine line. Again, 10 years ago, I don't think we had the information that we have now. Now we actually, I would never ever now post a picture of just my kid's face as a post.
Yeah.
Like I would never do that. My kids have been in a few ads. We've actually set up accounts for them so they get paid. And look at the ads, it's the side of my kids' faces. So I'm really trying, if they're involved in it for a split second, it's really dependent on what the brand is and they get paid for it. And if my eldest doesn't want to do it, we're not making her do it.
Yeah,
like, that's I want her to have
it should be their
agency.
Choice. Be their choice to do it.
It's hard to navigate. I mean, we're not doing it perfectly. We just if that feels right for me to. I don't want to post a picture of my kid going to a school. Like even if the school's crossed out, being like first day of school and their full face. I don't know.
It could really. Yeah. I understand.
Well, and you don't know who's on the other side of that. You know, it's like, who's looking at these pictures?
I'm way too trusting. I'll throw my keys in a bush when I'm going on a hike. Like, oh, they'll be there. And he's like, what are you doing?
Like, just put them under. I put them under the car on the tire.
Well, don't say
everyone
that.
Everyone knows that. Everyone knows the tire placement.
I don't do that. I have a specific bush.
I think I want to
live in Nashville.
And that's because I don't want to hold my keys. Spot. And you're like, you can't do that.
I think I want to move to Manon Land. I want to live in your brain. Because that sounds like a very nice place.
Yeah, only if you trust don't get abducted.
Yeah.
Like, she's been lucky. And now she has need to protect her.
I leave the door unlocked.
No, you cannot do that. And especially with kids, you have to. So we
with kids, I'll lock it. But like, I'll just say it, I wasn't.
You have to teach your kids. So we play this game called is mommy going to kidnap you?
Oh, that's so cute.
That's adorable.
It's real sweet.
Is daddy going to kill me?
That, but we go am I a serial killer? Like, you know, so we play that game with my 4-year-old. for a 10-year-old. But we do this thing, and I do it all the time. I ding-dong the bell, right? So we were in Australia recently. I ding-dong the bell. Phoenix knows, my eldest. She's like, who is it? And I'm like, it's your, I try to change my voice. It's your mom. And I'm trying to be really weird. First time she opened the door. I was like, you'd be dead. Let's try this again.
So run it back, kiddo.
Run it back. Go. Every time I come in and I dinged on the bell and they go, who is it? Now they do not open the door. Even if I say, it's me. They're like, I'm getting dad. Because you literally don't know who's at your door.
Mm-hmm. See, look at this. Proactive.
Right? I like it. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
Take it.
I just need ideas.
Yeah.
Yes. Another good tip, if you're driving with your kid, there was like a, it was right around Halloween, so it was like Scooby-Doo van was out. And I was like, oh, look, it looks like the Scooby-Doo van's out. She's like, oh my God, I love Scooby-Doo. I go, what if the guy that's playing Shaggy in there was like, come in the Scooby-Doo van and I have candy. And you come in, we've got toys, we're going to play, it's going to be amazing. She's like, I'd go. I'm like, no, that's not the wrong right answer.
Let's get out of the car. Right.
You're done. Yeah. But yeah, you got like little, when you think that they know, they don't know.
Also, this is really sad that we have to do this, but in the car, if your child ever gets abducted, I'm sorry we have to talk about this. It's like, welcome to the show. But there's a little lever in the trunk, or but we call it the boot.
The boot trunk. Is that the name?
Okay. So when they go in there, like my 10-year-old, if I put her in there, she knows like what to press to get out.
Yeah.
That's really important.
All the warm fuzzies right now, right?
I like it. I like preventative measures. There's a balance, right, of like not instilling fear. This is Manon Land versus Johnny Land. Manon has like a, I don't want to think about that and manifest it. And I'm like, I'd rather have the tools to be ready if I need to be ready, right?
Yeah, preparation.
Huh? My husband does that. We've got so many water bottles and like canned goods.
Oh my God.
More beans than you can
imagine. Oh my God. Like half out.
For like garage. Earthquakes and stuff or like,
no, any disaster.
Anything.
Do you have earthquakes in Tennessee?
Yeah, that's why.
We have twisters.
You guys have every deadly animal is what you have.
In Australia?
Yeah, everything's poisonous, killing you, attacking.
Yeah. We went on a hike and my husband's scared of all of it. And because he's from Missouri.
Because he's
and
smart. So,
really? What part? Kansas City or?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Our first day was at Applebee's in Kansas.
Oh, big spender.
I know. And it was like, we were on a movie set and I hadn't eaten because it was like, there's no food. And it was like, as at Applebee's, I was like, oh my God, this chicken Caesar salad is so good. And he's like, this is the girl for me. Like, I back to LA and I was like, the Four Seasons tuna tartare is my favorite. Oh. And he's like, huh. He thought I was really just down to earth.
You tricked him, huh?
Is he an actor? No, he's a
director.
Director.
Yeah, yeah. Writer, director. What was I saying?
That's really cute. Oh, the animals danger hike. Scared. You're on a hike in Australia.
On a hike in Australia, and there was a sign that said, don't let the darting trees dart at you. They're deadly. Sean's like, how the fuck do
darting
you,
trees?
We have darting trees.
What do they do?
They blow darts at
they just like blow darts.
on, dude. Yeah. Even your plants?
Yeah, we picked up a little shell, and we thought this like cute little thing came out and like all my social media people on DMs were just like, that's a coon snail, and we looked it up. It'll kill you within
Kill
you within like 5 seconds and there's no symptoms except death. And I was holding one and I threw it in the car and my kid was screaming. Was like,
oh my God,
is mommy a serial killer? Yeah.
You're bad today. Coon snail.
No. There's no man in land there. Everything's the danger in that place.
Yeah, well, we're not gonna go to Australia.
You ruined it for us. We're not visiting.
That's so sad.
Everyone's trying to kill you there.
It is.
Everything and everyone.
So back to the SAG strike. Okay. So how do you feel navigating being an actor in LA and like self-worth and feeling like, do you ever feel like you haven't made, like what is making it?
I don't feel like I've made it.
Do you feel like you haven't even started? Do you feel like you're upset that you haven't gotten, or do you feel like you have gotten to where you want to go? All of it.
Oh my God. First of all, I've quit acting four times.
Have you really?
Yeah, I quit acting 2 years ago, was it? And that was one of the times I quit acting. One other time I quit acting, I was just like going to bed. I'm like, I quit. Oh, I feel so good. And then the next morning I sat down next to Anne Hathaway and we talked for an hour and I was like, that's weird. Maybe I won't quit. Maybe that was a sign, whatever. But 2 years ago, I quit acting, but I had an audition and I was like on with a coach. Sometimes I coach. I rarely don't. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I was on a call with her and we were just talking about it. And she, we were talking about my agents because I've always had really good agents, like the name, but not necessarily like them always getting me out.
Right.
And she was like, do you ever go in for like co-stars or guest stars? I was like, no, they always put me for the lead. And it's really annoying because
against Anne Hathaway.
It's like it's always like, between it's me and Anne Hathaway. And they always choose Anne Hathaway.
It's just like, what the fuck?
And I she's like, maybe get in. And I was like, I would love to do co-star guest stars and just like meet people and like get my feet wet and not just go out for the lead because I have a following or whatever reason they think it's a, it was an, you know. And so anyway, I just like decided to quit. She's like, well, do you want to go over this audition? And I was like, nah. But then we did film the audition. It was actually at your parents' house. And I read it off of the page. It was three scenes. And
it was very aligned with her as a person.
Yeah, the lines were what I Manon would say, but I clearly was detached because in my mind I was like, well, I already quit, so it's fine. And then that was like the one time I it was for the lead of a show and I tested. Like I, the next day, like, oh, director session. I was like, that's funny. Like, I just quit.
It's the ones you don't care.
And then, yeah, tested. And then 3 weeks, it was down me and to one other girl. And then the other girl got it. And then I felt every, I felt like the last 10, 15 years of wanting to be an actor, like raised to the surface of devastation. And of course, like, it's like the chairman of Disney and all these people are like, you're good. This just means you're getting the next one.
Oh, I can't stand that.
It's been 2 years.
You're so close.
I hate that.
I was for Big Bang Theory. I was so close
to Big Bang Theory. Is that a spinoff of
Big Bang? I said bang, but it was my bang. Accent. So Big Bang, it was, I was so close to that one in Transformers. Those are my two. Like I could taste it.
Would you have been the Megan Fox character? Yeah, I could see that.
Well, like, you know. 20 years ago, like, you know, however long it's
been. Would have been great. So that
I met him,
Shia.
The director with these dogs.
I met him.
Went to his house.
Shia, what's his name? So confident.
So Shia.
What's his name? Michael Bay. And he had two massive, I just remember sitting there going, huh. He has two massive dogs that literally are this big.
I thought you were going to say he has two mastiffs.
I think they probably were.
Yeah.
And they're just staring at me the whole audition. I just remember thinking, this is so strange.
Well, you had to audition at his house?
At his house?
Yeah, it was like a setup. I don't know. It was like office. I don't know. That one. And then I.
You had to audition in his bed?
That's so weird.
In his dick. Car in a bikini?
No,
he did not ask for that.
No, cancel. No, we don't mean that. Don't worry about that. Didn't happen.
No, I did not jump on his lap. Maybe that's why I didn't get the role.
You should have.
Come
on.
You would have been
interested. But yeah, that was really close. Big Bang was really close.
That would have been
like really, really close. Yeah.
But what did you learn from that? What did you learn from not getting
fucking
that?
Nothing.
So I think I have not made it.
Yeah.
In my head. Right. Okay. My father was like, you've made it. These are your dreams have come true. And I'm like,
yeah.
You know what? Why am I? I've discredited a lot. I've talked a lot about this with Laura, because she has 15 million followers on Facebook. She's killing it on TikTok as far as her numbers go. She's obviously very talented, but she reminds me like the point is you wanted to like create and like have making it anymore, and people aren't on the TV anymore like they once were. So I'm like comparing it to 20 years ago. I mean, there was a long time where I really wanted to be on SNL and I thought that was my dream. Well, no, I wanted to do characters and make millions of people laugh. Okay, so I do that. So technically to some people I've made it. My limited thinking is like until I'm starring next to Anne Hathaway, until I'm on Women on Top.
You made
the bottom,
it.
You have,
there you go.
Well, here you go. I hear you.
I haven't even gotten started. I haven't even scratched the surface. Like nothing's happened.
But we're never good enough, right? We're never good enough. There's always holding ourselves back.
Being said, I'm also not attached to any timeline.
Right.
Like right now, I'm like, you know what? I'm pregnant. I'm never going to get to be with like a 1-year-old. Like I'm going to spend so much time with this baby. I'm down to be Jennifer Coolidge and like kill it in 20 years and be like the funny mom. You know, that's fine. Thank you for saying I will. I'll take that.
It's happening. Maybe the brass ring. Like my husband's directing a movie that he's done movies between it, but it's taken 10 years to get to, right? And he's got three Oscar winners in his movie.
Wow.
And it's taken 10, like no one has seen the struggles and the sacrifices we've made as, and how many times has he fucking gone out and like scouted the area and spoken to people and how many like people have dropped out and financiers. And he's always built, you know, slowly. But he's never really, see, I agree. I feel like I haven't even started. At all. And
dang. From my perspective, you have.
And dang. I feel like that's... I have not even, I feel like I'm a loser. What? Right? I'm a loser. It's a lie. And I,
yeah.
So my point so of what funny, I was saying right? is like, it's a, like, is there a brass, is there a top? Like, is there, will my husband feel good enough after this film? Or is it going to be a Marvel film? And then after a Marvel film, is it going to be something else?
Yeah, I always is say there... if we're going to compare, like, then we have to compare to every single person on the planet. It's not really fair for me to be comparing myself to just Jennifer Aniston and and whoever. I don't know why I chose her, but she popped
she
in.
She loves you because she loves you.
We yeah. yeah.
And so does Courtney Cox.
We know. Yeah.
But like that's not fair to compare to literally the there's only like a handful of like people that have made it to that level. Most people do not have the opportunities that we've had. So it's like really the only appropriate response is gratitude. So I try to just be like, I'm so like it doesn't need to look. My dad's our screenwriter. I was talking to him the other day. I was just like, I'm so proud of you. And the biggest thing he's done that. Well, okay. He will say the biggest thing he's done is sold a script and for an amount of money that was life-changing because he was about to move us to Hawaii right before I was born or something like that. And the fact that he got validated and sold a script was the biggest deal. Now, since then, he made Little Mermaid 2, Peter Pan 2, and like some animation stuff, which is amazing, that Disney chose to write. And in his mind, he's really now at 72 years old, wrapping his head around of like, I'm a successful screenwriter. Like that's that. Yeah. You don't need to be the Oscar winner. And then that's too high of terms. Like, let's make the terms a little bit.
Calibrate your expectations.
Yeah. So that we can... We get to celebrate anything. Like, oh my God, I'm above ground. I'm so happy.
That's Johnny, really cool. How do you feel about it?
I'm with all that. It's like celebrating the tiny wins, every win, just being present to everything.
Sounds very optimistic.
Right? I try to be. Yeah. I think it's great.
It's good to have that energy. Yeah.
You know, when you're a child actor, you're just constantly trying to get to the next thing, trying to be seen. And then it's like, then you have no job. And then you're like, no one gives a shit. And then you're on a big TV show, but then you're still not the lead of the show. And then it's something, you know, it's always... You're never fully satisfied in the thing that you're doing because it wasn't your ultimate dream. Like, my ultimate dream was to win an Oscar. I'm sure any actor's, right? Is to win an Oscar. And until you get that, you're chronically dissatisfied. Some aren't, but I think a lot of people in LA feel that way.
100%. I'm from here. So I try to stay out of it and not make those terms my terms. I also am aware of what I say. So I would definitely tell him to stop saying that. And we're going to switch it. And you're always so satisfied. Look how satisfied. I would literally retrain my brain to just like always be satisfied. But here's what happened to me. If I don't do so a little, unfortunately, like it's like so great because I do feel satisfied a lot of the time, or I just feel like pretty peaceful in my life. And where's the drive? Where's the hustle? So much of that hustle came from like, I got to prove it. I got to know. And I kind of have felt like I've plateaued a little bit because I'm just like, well, I'm happy because I can see.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, no, this is, I'm going to like fade away to just nothingness if I don't have a little bit of like ego to prove something. Like, I'm somebody that's just kind of waits, like opportunities will come and when they come, I'll say yes. It's like, no, he's like, no, make calls, active. Like put yourself out there. You could be making this. And so like, that's where I'm trying to balance out of, and I'm kind of hoping the kid will do it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, it's not about me. It's about him. And I need to hustle, or not hustle, but whatever the lighter term for hustle is like, I need to work harder.
Hustle.
You do like
we
it?
Hustle a
we
lot.
Hustle. The only reason this show is where it is, I mean, we still DM people directly to get on our show. We don't wait.
That's great.
Anyone.
No.
Yeah. But like big people that end up coming on that we just, we just annoy
scrappy.
Them so
like,
much that
fuck.
By the end of it they're like, fine, we'll come on the show.
I want some of that. Whatever that is, I feel like I would be so much more successful
to their friends.
Like,
I don't care.
For that brief moment in time, I feel like we kind of lose our ego and we're like, okay, we're scrappy.
Well, yeah, you have
shit.
To put that aside in order to like take any sort of perceived rejection if they don't respond right away or whatever. But like, that is really amazing. I admire that and I want that.
We're both a little scrappy.
Yeah, I think we're both scrappy.
I think we came from both of us came from immigrants.
Right. We both came as family of immigrants. And then we, you know, we saw our parents, you know, being scrappy and hustling and making, you know, something of themselves. And I think that definitely, you know, was passed on to us. But it is. I mean, what do you have to lose also? Like, who the fuck cares if somebody says no? Like, even if they do reject you, even if they laugh at us and they're like, your fucking podcast sucks. It's like,
They never say that.
They're like top of the chart.
Yeah, I think you and I actually have the opposite issue where I can say for myself, I was almost like, I was just very loved and coddled, and I didn't have to like try so hard. And I think that actually worked against me because when things are just handed too easy, and I don't mean like a ton of money,
right?
Like I was said no to a lot, and I actually have a thing where I don't feel like I deserve stuff because I was also said no to in certain ways. But I feel like if there would have been a more like, you got to do it. Or, you know, I watched my mom a lot be like, I don't know, maybe. So there was no, I didn't watch them be scrappy and like bust down doors to get what they needed. You know, like that's such a good example. That's amazing that you had that because I think you and I both have had like such a strong fear of rejection. So we just won't ask because God forbid for myself, I don't want to feel anyone say no to me because of what it'll do. And the times that they have, it's literally done nothing.
Yeah. You don't even think about it.
I'm like, oh, this is not bad at all.
Yeah. Not at all. You're over it, you know?
Yeah. And it's never personal, actually.
No, that's the trick. That's what you have to do is separate out and say, you know, it's not about me. It's about their situation. It's about what's going on.
They could have never done a podcast before and they're terrified and they don't think they're enough to be. Who knows why they're saying no to whatever they're saying no to.
Right. My strong desire to prove people wrong is so high in me. And I don't know. I don't think it's vindictive. I don't. I just can't wait to say I told you so.
You just want to say fuck you to
everybody.
You.
I love a good North Star. I feel like I was coddled and loved too much if possible. Yeah. And it made this weird thing where I was like my mother's, like she wanted me so bad and she had such a hard time conceiving
me. 13 years to conceive him. Yeah,
so like I'm like her gift.
He's a miracle baby.
Yeah. Are you? And you're the one. That's
I'm
right.
One.
Yeah,
I'm the only one. So it was like, so like I was just so taken care of and so loved, and you're going to be the best. You're this. You're that.
It's also a lot of pressure.
It felt like a lot of pressure, and then I realized. Now I've realized early on I built masks to pretend I was all the things that I was supposed to be.
Right.
And then later in life, I realized I didn't have the foundation behind so many of my masks. So I'm like this shining, just like look good, look as good as you can. Look, you always got to look good. And I had a man call me out. I was on like a men's team for self-growth. And they said, oh, you're a good looking motherfucker. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, it's someone that has like all the masks on. So they look so good. And behind it, they're hiding all the discrepancies in the fit and like the chinks in the armor. And I was like, fuck, that's so me. So then I've kind of like let a lot of it go and reset. And it's been so beautiful and powerful. But like that pressure for my whole life and being competitive, but also thinking I'm always supposed to be that because I was told I was that. But I'm really here and you have to own that you're over here. It's that was like a humbling thing for me. Manon helped me so much self-growth because all the work she's already done.
So do you guys go to therapy together? Have you guys done it together?
We've done therapy together.
Okay. How was it?
A few times.
That was great.
It was great. He had never done any therapy before. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think you have little teeth. I don't want to say you don't have trauma because we all have trauma.
Little teeth.
But he had little teeth trauma. And mine's like big T trauma.
Yeah.
So he was like, I love that. That was so great. I'm like, oh my God.
You're supposed to let your kids fail, you know, sometimes. It's really good. Like, my kids always know that I love them. But you're supposed to put them out in situations that sometimes they will fail. And they have to learn from that. And I think sometimes, like, I was loved a lot in many ways. My parents were like, but the problem is they always took me to school. So I'd never caught a bus. And they always like made sure my clothes were like ironed and everything. So everything was always done for me. And then I was on a TV show and then people would do, do things for me, right? Yes. And then when I came to America, I didn't know how to fucking do anything. Like I would have panic attacks being alone. I didn't even know how to use a dishwasher. Sometimes I still walk into a situation where there's mess. I don't even know where to begin because it was always done for me. So it's like super important for your kids. Like if they don't put their plates away, we put it on their beds. Yeah.
But I think it also depends on the
kid. We don't like spill it on the bed. We just put it on the bed.
Are you going to let, you can let your kids fail, but I think it's also individual about like their personality, right? If they're like hypersensitive, like there's different ways to kind of handle it. You know, I mean, I think, right. It's because it's so like the thing about like being a parent would have come to like find out. I kind of was like, okay, kind of one size fits all, whatever at the beginning. But then the more you get to know your own kids, you're like, oh my God, like, this shit isn't working. And like, maybe, well, maybe I'll try this. Like,
right.
It's fun. It's like a always day by day. Like, you're just kind of winging it, you know? It's right? And so it's kind of individual, I think.
I just lock them in a cage and just.
Yeah, there you go. That's a lesson. That's a good way to do it.
And you ignore them in the car, lock them in the cage.
Trunk.
I'm just like, it's in the trunk. Then they're all going to come after me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are you feeling? Let's talk about your emotions.
We give each other therapy a lot.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought you were originally asking. And I was like, yes, we do therapy with each other.
We're not normal
all
people.
The time.
Yeah.
So we need to like make sure that we're wearing the right hats because we wear a lot of hats with each other. Like we're each other's therapist. We're each other's
play partner,
playmate, lover, boyfriend, best friend.
Yeah.
Like there's just so many things that's, I think that's what makes it hard for a lot of couples. I'll say for us included is like, we're saying, we're like in baby talk and it's like, well, that's not sexy. So, if we're going to want more sexy time, we have to like
be sexy. How do you talk sexy?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Hey.
Hey.
Manon.
Hey, get over here.
That was sexy.
That's the mating call.
That's it. Go lay down. Oh.
Don't you notice that when your husband wants sex, we've been with our husbands for so long, they get kind of like, so we're in like super like child mode, like work mode. And then they kind of get a little like, it's kind of like this like thing
like a
that
little
they
thing,
do.
Like a little
they,
t-
yeah,
little
they're
nudge.
Just kind of like, yeah.
I usually get
super weird. It gets weird.
I usually get like playful. A text message.
What are you
from
doing?
The other room. Like, hey, you want to meet me in the bedroom? And yeah. 2 minutes.
Aww.
Is the kid watching a movie? Okay, keep her in there because we're gonna meet up there.
That's fun.
Yeah, I'm curious how it's gonna work with a kid.
That's the thing.
You gotta set him up. It's called setting him up.
Yes.
So you gotta give him the whatever it is, iPad, snacks, whatever it is, for however long. For us, it's only like a couple minutes of a show, so it's fine.
I love that.
You've told us a couple times now. We're sorry.
We've heard. We get it. It's just a few seconds of Bluey. But no, you gotta set him up. I think that's what they say. Set him up.
Mm-hmm. You'll be.
What about when they're a baby?
Another baby?
Is the baby? Is it okay to have the baby in the room?
Probably.
Yeah, is that weird?
Yeah.
Are we breaking a law?
Because we do with the dog. The dog's on the corner.
Oh my God, the dog's touching my knee. It's disgusting.
It's a three-way. It's a
Listen,
three-way.
Listen, you're gonna be so tired that
I'm not talking about the first like few weeks or first few months. I'm talking about like
I mean, she'd say the first few weeks she'd be tired. I'm still fucking tired.
Baby's in the crib. Baby's asleep. Baby's not gonna know what's going on. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
baby's 18.
Baby's 18.
Dad, I remember that one time you made up
the mom. Sitting in the crib.
I'm in therapy for it.
Wow, you're smart.
Yeah, I'm a big therapy at. I mean, we didn't go to therapy. I don't want to be on fire and then go to therapy. Yeah, I want to like do anything preventative. Mm. So yeah, it was enjoyable because we didn't. I thought it was funny because we were going and I totally thought he was gonna learn a lesson about him. And I had a huge lesson about me.
It just turned on her and I was like, whoa, I didn't know this.
But it was really helpful because I was like, oh my God, I had no idea. This is like a huge blind spot of mine. And it was about like being touched. Even though I love being touched.
Mm. Is that your love language?
I think so.
Sometimes a thousand.
It's definitely yours. Okay. I always thought mine was like touch, but then it was I had memories of my childhood and like, I don't know. But
Turkish.
Then I became more touchy.
We're touchy people.
Mine's touch, but my husband's is acts of service. But when you're a child actor, you get tons of acts of service. So I don't receive it.
Yeah.
No.
He uses language. Words of affirmation, it doesn't really land.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I know.
Everyone tells me
I'm
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Jennifer, what are you gonna just tell them?
When he touches me, then I feel loved, or like gift giving, I'll cry.
Love gifties.
That's so
love
true.
Gifties.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston
she's
tells
like,
me.
I'm worthless. I'm like, is that the president dating you? Like, what is that? Everyone just says they love you. She's like, I'm pathetic. Yeah. 6,000 DMs from everyone.
Yeah, it doesn't land. I don't know why the comments.
Because they don't know you.
Yeah.
I feel like people can be entertained by you, but they don't really know your stuff.
Yeah.
But she's pretty authentic on social media. She's pretty open. Like, that's a peer
that's
into her life.
They do actually know me.
The question to you is, and you might. So I'm very vulnerable, but Glennon Doyle talks about it. We had her on our show, and she talks about packaged vulnerability. And sometimes it's like, it's vulnerable. It feels vulnerable. it's packaged in a way that you can handle it, mm-hmm. right? And you feel safe to give it to other people. But is it real vulnerability? I had to sit and ask myself that question. Is this real pain? Because my real pain, I don't know if I ever want to see that real stuff. Like,
and you talk about my eating disorder. Yeah, I can talk about my eating disorder, all that stuff, because
it's gone.
To make the boundary. Like, you don't have to show everything. I mean, I feel like you don't have to show everything.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to do anything. Right?
How
do you feel? Do you feel like you're 100% open, or is it like more packets?
With who? Online? Just like online, yeah. No, online, I'm not 100% open. Yeah. Sometimes I think I could be, though. If I made a decision to be, sure. I think I can get there, and I have so much experience of just starting the breaking down and getting to that point pretty easily. I just haven't made a decision to do it online, if that makes sense.
Right. So
I have packaged it.
You don't share everything, but what she shares, she shares fully.
Right.
Okay.
You can't beat that.
And on that note, guys, thank you for coming to Women on Top.
Yay.
Thank you for having us.
You landed on Women on Top.
Yeah. I'm so glad to meet you.
I know.
In person. We've DM'd for a long time.
You've been so helpful. Like, anytime I'm going through something, you're like, here's what you got to do.
No, I feel like it's really, but I hate people like me.
No, I love it. I listen.
Don't want your fucking advice. Fuck off.
I love it because you're really the only people that do it. And I'm always like, okay. And then I take what I'm like,
you'll get your stuff back. It's annoying, but you'll get it back.
And just to know I wasn't like alone doing it. But there's other things over the course of the last few years where you're like, here, do this. I'm like, okay.
I'll buy this book
of the hormones. Oh yeah, there was like a hormone thing that you were talking about.
Now, 40 days of. I sent it to you. I don't know if you saw it. It said seen, but you didn't respond. But it's the 40 days.
Okay.
Someone's holding a resentment.
It's the 40 days of whatever. But it's after birth. It's 40 days that your body's really replenishing.
Yeah,
so
I'm
really
scared.
Important to have those foods in that book.
Sure, we'll do it.
He can make it for you.
We'll make it all.
I feel like he'll be a really good partner for you for that.
That is kind of why I chose him. Not that, I mean, we were dating anyway, but like, you have to be really careful who you choose to be the father.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, well, he's been a good father to me, so.
Daddy.
Come here, sweetie.
Daddy.
Like, he's just literally
do
like.
Do you want to come over here?
I could just see him with like kids and like, I also thought about him like in the middle of the night with breastfeeding and stuff, and he'll just be up. Like, he's not going to be someone that's just like, I'm not involved.
I'm super invested in the kid.
And
I'm super excited.
Want that, so.
Yeah. At some point, though, it's another tip. Fuck, just all these
any
tips.
Any tip, that's fine.
You need to sleep schedule. Like, so he needs to go to bed first.
Yeah.
So he can go to bed at like 8 and know that you'll be up at 12. And then you'll be trying to stay up till, because the baby's sometimes up the whole time going to bed, and then you'll pump. So then you can have 4-hour chunks of sleep. Yeah. If you can get 4 hours every so
that
often,
would be
you'll
great.
Be fine.
Yeah.
It's when it's every hour and a half, you just feel loopy and crazy. I remember I put my phone in the fridge for like days. I couldn't find it. Like, was it the peas, the frozen peas? And then I remember all these people to the wrong address. Like 20 people to the house down the street.
Because I
left my car running.
I took a COVID test recently, and I unconsciously did it. I stuck it in the
everything
water,
reverse.
And then I was like, I'll just put it
in
my nose.
And then you put it in your nose. That's good.
So I'm already baby brainy. That was negative. Totally. I mean, it was, we'll see. It was a while ago.
The water was negative.
Yeah. The water was negative.
No COVID? No.
And the stick is up there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's easy. Shove it out.
So I'm already like spacey, and I'm like, I can't even imagine having less sleep and then a baby and then all the things. So.
You'll be fine.
And then the hormone dip, I'm nervous as hell. Like,
day three, you'll just be little, and then you'll be fine. Just remember day three.
You're going to power through for sure.
We'll do our best.
Mm-hmm. Where can people find you? Not that they already
only fan. Oh, I'm sorry.
We're both on TikTok. Both on Instagram. Man and Matthews.
Johnny X Carlson.
And your podcast.
Yeah.
Serious but funny.
Love it.
Anything else? I have a book. Remember that book I wrote a while ago? Funny
it.
How
She's
it works
the only
out.
Person that made a book and like didn't
Forgot.
Market.
She's
like, no promotion then, necessary.
I didn't market it. I didn't do it. That's I didn't. Fine. I just.
And then your TV show that you're gonna do.
Yeah, the TV show. Look out for it. It'll be starring Mann and Matthews. It'll be like, I'll get to travel the world and like have sexcapades and like find myself. And that's what the show's about.
He's like,
great.
Wait, what? Huh?
He's going to be at home watching the baby. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's great. He'll be like, working from the computer with the baby.
Banging that dude in France.
Well, thanks guys so much for listening. We are Women on Top Official on Instagram.
Women on Top Podcast on Facebook. Women on Top Official on TikTok. And Women on Top on YouTube.
And I am, what's my name? I am Tavin Sursok.
Sursok. Roxy Manning.
And you, we're talking to
Manon Manning.
And Johnny Johnelson.
And we are Women on